This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Do you remember those heady days just 6 weeks ago when the earnest wailing of the leftist sissies about some imagined thought crime drew respectful attention? Well, not for me and you. Because we always knew these people were idiots deserving just mockery, but some people, nice, friendly, you know, people who could not imagine the malignancy in the hearts of these fascist dipwads, took them seriously and actually cared. And then a disease came along that is impoverishing the people it isn't killing. And now it's time to put away childish things, people. And America seems to be doing that. Well, at least the people who aren't the leftist blue checks. The rest of us don't have time for this frivolous nonsense. And when we beat this pandemic, which we will, maybe we as a culture will put away childish things for good. Things like promiscuous racism whining. Weren't those the days back when blocking off travel into the U.S. from the festering petri dish of disease that is China was racist and probably sexist and certainly a violation of the Logan Act to boot? But it turns out that keeping out the inhabitants of the land of the commie bat gobblers wasn't racist. It was prudent. If we listened to Joe Badfinger Biden and the rest of the Democrats, we'd have kept importing Chinese coronavirus cases, and the whole silly fit about how telling the truth about the virus is a hate crime just went poof the moment China came out of Trump's mouth. Sure. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is still nitwitting about it on her interwebs, but who's actually listening to her? She's gone from center stage, revealed as what she always was, a trivial indulgence who was vaguely amusing in a time of safety and prosperity, and is actually an embarrassing bad joke in a time where normal people are literally putting themselves at risk to help fellow Americans. You realize that's what's happening every time you go to the grocery store, right? We're being told it's dangerous to be out there, except for that person who's keeping the eggs full at Walmart. But we have no time for her type, and their sophomore seminar obsessions. We have lives to save and an economy to rebuild. Other stuff has fallen by the wayside as well, like the phony weather cult. What happened to that? Are you telling me that right now no one has time to be hectored by some creepy Swedish teen? I thought we were all going to die. We got to be coming up on 10 years till we're all dead, burned to a cinder. Except right now, there are people right here that are at risk of dying, and soon. During this pandemic, we've seen our scientists both do some amazing things and screw up incredibly. You've had scientists in China who gave us false information. You mean somebody would lie about science in pursuit of a political agenda? Does noticing that make us hate science? And look at how our own scientists, look at their track record. Does hydroxychloroquine work or not? That's not settled yet. Why do their infection models change every few hours? I guess because it's unsettled science. We're not, I'm not asking for perfection. Well, we also should not be asked to believe in perfection. These guys can't accurately predict what's going to happen tomorrow. Yet a couple of months ago, we were being told that we hate science because we doubted they could foresee exactly what was going to happen in a century. And we just wrecked our booming economy for a real threat. Do you think that after this, we're going to be eager to do that again for the fake threat that is the global warming hoax? And the best part of the whole thing was that when the swells at Scat Francisco backed off on the ultimate limo lib virtue signal, the disposable plastic bag ban in the face of an actual crisis. Yeah, I like that. And maybe after living through an epidemic, people will be less tolerant of living in cities where junkies plop their dung on the sidewalk, as our progressive betters instruct us that this is our proper penance for the sin of being an American. Alex, do you see this phone call coming in? It's dancing all the way down. That's incredible. They must be wanting to sell us a car warranty. Or maybe a better rate on our credit cards. I don't know. Typhoid and other diseases from the Dark Ages were starting to run rampant on our skid rows. And it was only a matter of time until these pathogens spread out to the normals. And perhaps a lesson of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic will be that tolerating this kind of social pathology is not how civilized people live. At least not for long. We've heard a little about illegal aliens lately from some of the most tone-deaf leftists, how we're supposed to let these criminals out of stir because of the Wuhan flu, and how we should be giving them free money just like we're giving to the citizens. But in the face of all of this pestilence, there are some hard realities that our spoiled culture has had to confront. And one of them is that it is a very bad thing to have people coming here without us having a look at them first, since they can carry diseases in with them. Right now, at certain businesses where people work with people that they know, for people they know, they're being scanned now with a laser thermometer as they come in to see if they have a fever. Citizens. Holding a job. That's happening right now today. But this wasn't happening 7 weeks ago. Not with the leftists is what they wanted to do with the illegals. Walls work. Nations matter. And science is a thing, even when it means excluding illegal aliens. And yet, as this garbage establishment, even as millions of Americans have been plunged into unemployment, is still trying to import serfs into this country to do the work that Americans won't do, at least not for slave wages. When unemployment hits 10% or worse, what do you think the reaction will be when some senator tries to slip into a bill, a sweetheart deal, to let Silicon Valley import 10,000 Chinese grinds to code for a buck a week? It's probably not going to go very well. We had a good run for a few years, but the elite got softer and stupider. They imagined that the world was a safe, secure place where nothing bad ever happened, and that the paradise they inherited, which they built nothing themselves except teetering towers of pronoun protocols, could handle anything, including our elite's stupidest, most destructive social justice warrior indulgence. And our society, which was built and maintained by better men and women than me, could handle it. And if they were better than me, where do the elitists get off on this? It was strong enough to carry the burden of childish social justice stupidity. Right up until some guy in Wuhan licked a pangolin, and you know the rest. Political correctness and its associated disorders, including gun control, are a luxury we can't afford in this new serious adult world. It is time we say good riddance to them. Goodbye. Thanks. Got the t-shirt. All over the United States, freedoms have been constricted, and it's time to let that go. And when we come out back into the sun, let's make sure that we don't allow ourselves to get in this position again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Home of the binary trigger, the home of Salus, the Reformation line, Providence, gosh, militia line. It's just all kinds of stuff. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Got a throat full of pollen. And if it sounds like I'm drinking something hot or trying to stifle a choke, or if I just choke out loud, well, you have my apologies. I will try to hit the button, though. What have we learned from this? From this SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19. What have we learned from this? We learned that walls work. We learned we noticed that the idea of open borders tumbled, fell into the ground on both sides of the Atlantic in just about a month. And besides the fact that the run-up to the destructive open border strategy had been going on for decades, when they finally were faced with something that actually was happening right then and there, slammed the door. In a few days, it's good, you know, this coming Sunday, it's going to be Easter. And it will be digital Easter. It will be digital Passover. My birthday on the 16th will be digital. I haven't seen my grandchildren except on FaceTime calls in 6 weeks. They live in the same zip code. Surprising all of this because of the number of infected in the United States reached catastrophic, which means 0.1% of the entire population. For comparison, seasonal flu affects about 20% or more of the population every year. We learned that much of the internal workings of our society are hidden. Like, doctors were not allowed to describe an anti-malarial drug to treat coronavirus patients until the FDA approved that use of it. So it looks as though our doctors were one of the first to lose their freedom to the FDA, which has been methodically strangling medical innovation in America for decades. We learned that our doctors are mostly order takers now. They're told by an army of unelected and uneducated bureaucrats they're allowed to prescribe to their patients. Our doctors are no longer able to prescribe medicines that treat actual illnesses, only the medications that are permitted. We learned that CDC statistics do not distinguish between patients who happen to die while having the coronavirus and those who die from COVID-19. We learned that some judge in Hawaii is about to rule that the 2-to-1 corona death ratio between men and women is sexist and unconstitutional. We learned why so many U.S. governors freak out when they must face epidemics like the coronavirus. They went into panic mode not because the novel virus is as terrible as the bubonic plague, but because they knew for sure that they and their predecessors had spent taxpayers' money for their pet wealth redistribution projects instead of preparing for regular seasonal illnesses. We learned the right criteria for state government's work, not how much he asks from the federal government, but how much he does not ask for from the federal government. For asking the federal government is just another wealth redistribution scheme. We learned that most Americans are under the solid and faulty belief that it's the federal government's job to fight epidemics, not the governors in each state. We learned that governments worldwide had learned their lesson, too. They comprehended that taking full control of people's lives and suppressing a free press is a much easier task than they previously thought. Some of them, including some state governors, are even bragging about the coming of a new progressive era. But they are in error. We learned that due to travel restrictions, CNN lost most of its viewership because practically nobody passes through airports right now. We learned that leftists are bigger fans of business bailouts than conservatives, for they understand that helping businesses is almost always done as a wealth redistribution scheme. We learned most of the government's decisions in all countries are made based on mathematical and computer models, not actual data. Global warming was just a model. Hurricane trajectories are only models. Published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, unemployment numbers are not real numbers. They're numbers generated by a model. Models also produced by the future number of infected by the coronavirus and number of deaths, both incorrect, by the way. By the way, Napoleon learned the lesson of a theoretical model in government when he appointed a genius mathematician and physicist, Pierre Laplace, to head the Ministry of the Interior. He was dismissed just 6 weeks later. Modern governments still don't get it. We learned that the social distancing recommendation of 6 feet is based on, again, a model from the 1930s, not any actual research. We learned that having three branches of government increases compounded authority stupidity during a crisis, not threefold, but by three orders of magnitude. We learned that Italy and the United States are the only two large countries in the world that never used the BGC vaccine to fight tuberculosis. The BGC vaccine has an unexpected side effect. It significantly diminishes the severity of coronavirus illness. We learn what it looks like when hospital capacity is exceeded, like in China and Italy and Spain, where they have centralized medicine. We learn that not all exports are created equal. When you have exported manufacturing outside of your country, you must rely on foreigners then to bail you out. And we learned, due to forced homeschooling and seeing what teachers do in virtual classrooms, what is essentially going on in schools. Indoctrination and political propaganda on an industrial and global scale. We learned that any number that comes from some countries like China or Russia or Cuba must not be trusted or used for any comparison or any coronavirus-related argument. We learned that we have not only a shortage of medical personnel, but we have a severe lack of competent journalists. We learned that only some of the so-called journalists are indirectly on the Chinese payroll. Most of the left-leaning mass disinformation media and international organizations, like the World Health Organization, are under direct Chinese control. We learned that we are surrounded by terminally naive people who still believe that the number of coronavirus cases in the United States exceeds the number of cases in China. And the bitterness of the situation is that these people vote. We learned that a lot of people were surprised that there is no such thing as a national toilet paper reserve. We learned that red tape actually kills. Apparently millions of surgical and N95 masks do exist, but they're waiting for FDA inspectors. We learned that the United States is surrounded by other heads of state who are dictators, thugs, war criminals, and just low-life people. And in November of this year, we will get to choose the commander-in-chief. Rehire the one we have, because he knows how to deal with them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department announced 6.6 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 286 points to finish at 23,719. Help is on the way for small businesses, according to National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow, who tells Fox Business.
So far, as of 2 p.m. today, 500,000 loans have been approved, Charles. That's, what, in a week? Less than a week? 500,000 loans, $128 billion worth of loans, and almost 4,000 bank lenders.
More than 15,000 people have died due to the coronavirus in the United States. That's according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University. Italy continues to lead the world with more than 18,000 deaths, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Bloomberg, he's out there still trying to... I wonder how far away his fire team detail has to be from him to do their job on a regular basis. But that's beside the point. Right now, they can't run their anti-gun, anti-constitution memorandum right now. The memorandum... Well, they can't run from it, rather. That's what I should say. This urges governors and mayors to essentially ignore the Department of Homeland Security and our nation's president and be confident about banning gun sales. And it falls way short of providing legal justification for this clear infringement of the Second Amendment right. And this further supports the thesis coming from the NRAILA. They put out, gun control endgame revealed as Bloomberg Group's launch campaign to close gun stores. Now, the mask is off, so to speak, and it's now clear beyond any reasonable dispute that America's largest and most well-funded gun control advocacy group is systematically trying to ban law-abiding Americans en masse from acquiring firearms. And this is at a time when Americans in record numbers have decided for themselves that they need guns more than ever. And events have been unfolding really quickly in this with respect to the constitutional right to acquire firearms during the COVID-19 outbreak, that it's difficult for the public to keep up with them. First Americans across the country swarmed to gun stores in March to exercise their rights during the early stages of the unfolding emergence. And Gun stores were ordered to close by several anti-gun governors and local officials who were horrified that so many first-time gun buyers had gained a newfound appreciation for the Second Amendment. Then the Department of Homeland Security issued guidance to the states that gun stores are part of America's essential infrastructure during emergencies, and the NRA and others filed lawsuits challenging the closures. And several closure orders were then reversed. And now, as the third week of lockdowns across the nation has begun, and numbers showing record firearm sales in March have emerged, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has reversed his earlier determination that gun stores are essential and ordered them to close throughout the state. In the midst of that new development, a memorandum emerged from gun prohibition advocates, Every Town for Gun Safety, a group whose chief funder is none other than failed Democrat presidential contender Michael Bloomberg. That he was more lousy than Biden. I mean, how bad is that? And that urged the governors and the officials to ignore the federal government. Now, we've seen this before. We'll talk about that in a minute anyway, though. The gist of the argument put forth in the memorandum is that at a time when unprecedented incursions against a host of constitutional rights are underway as an asserted response against this coronavirus, the Second Amendment is receiving preferential treatment. The right to keep and bear arms should also, the memo argues, be subjected to infringements. Monkey see, monkey do. Even less convincingly, they argue that any burden imposed by the closure orders is minimal because states and localities are ordering businesses to close temporarily, delaying the ability to acquire a gun, not banning anyone from gun possession permanently. They've never heard that whole justice delayed is justice denied thing, have they? But right now, needless to say, if a first-time gun buyer seeks to obtain a firearm, because of the dangers posed by the COVID-19 emergency, it would be ludicrous to say the person's rights remain intact because he or she might be able to buy a gun after the emergency ends. And it only purports to address constitutional issues and fails to recognize another important aspect of the legal picture. The numerous state laws that specifically limit the authority of the state and local officials to restrict the right to keep and bear arms during a declared emergency. They all have them. They all have them. And some of these laws specifically cover transfer and sale. And Every Town's memo is unsigned, and it's unclear who the actual authors are, or if they're even licensed to practice law. And if so, in which jurisdiction, I would like to know. But it is identified only as coming from Every Town Law, the litigation arm of Every Town for Gun Safety Support Fund. It's not just an informational article for the general public, but it is addressed specifically to state and local officials responsible for promulgating and enforcing COVID-19 emergency closure orders. And the memo, without disclaimer, openly offers legal advice to those officials and lobbies them for changes in an official policy. And this raises serious questions about whether the authors are engaged in an unauthorized practice of law in one or more jurisdictions where the memorandum was distributed, and whether they're engaging in lobbying activities on behalf of Every Town without proper registration. These would actually carry legal sanctions, although it wouldn't carry the one I want, which is locking people up. But putting aside the possible skirting of applicable regulations, what's noteworthy about the substance is how it is designed to urge and reassure the officials to whom it's addressing that banning firearm sales is the proper response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Now, Every Town has traditionally labored to portray itself as within the mainstream of gun safety advocacy. And again, its officials and surrogates have insisted that they support the Second Amendment, and gun ownership by law-abiding Americans. Some of them even claim to own guns themselves. And the group's most visible efforts are typically concerned what it claims are merely policies designed to keep guns out of the wrong hands, including support for so-called universal background checks and, of course, red flag laws. But they have veered now. That pretending is over. And they veered into the realm of overt firearm prohibition advocacy, including by supporting a ban of the most popular center fire rifle, the AR-15, which everyone should have one of these. If you only have one gun, it should be an AR-15. If you're going to conceal carry a weapon, of course, you need a handgun. But if you're going to have one gun, it should be an AR-15. With this memorandum, it's abundantly clear to all who, what close observers have known about every town all along, they want everybody to be denied the right to obtain any and all firearms out there today. As this increases, you know, as this pandemic was increasing in intensity, the fear in America, I mean, that's what I find. Every time I go out, I just feel the fear. Everybody's afraid. All these critical supplies are gone. Well, toilet paper's gone. Masks are gone. You know, some of these people are being told, listen, if you're going to come to work, you got to wear a mask. Where can I get one? Well, I don't have one. You have to make one. And we have done, we've allowed this to happen. Right now, people are selling boxes of masks that, what, 20, 10 to a box? $300. When they get caught, they're getting arrested and everything, but, you know. And a lot of these people are doing it because they're not working. Because this took down the economy temporarily. So, we see you, Bloomberg. You got my attention. Even though most of the time I'm looking over your head. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, long ago, in the aftermath of the Ferguson incident, I guess we would call it. It was a Thursday, as a matter of fact. On CNN, Wolf Blitzer, you know him, Wolf Blitzer, yeah. He was interviewing Jeffrey Toobin, a guest lawyer, and asking why police weren't instructed to shoot to injure instead of to kill. And his questions arose during a discussion in the unfurling conflict in Ferguson, Missouri, over the fatal police shooting of unarmed, meaning he didn't have a gun on him, teenager Michael Brown, who was a giant of a kid, and he didn't need a gun to kill you. Blitzer said of the police, he said, they often shoot to kill. What do they have to shoot to kill? Why can't they shoot a warning shot in the air, scare someone off if they think they're in danger? Why can't they shoot to injure, shall we say? Why do they have to shoot to kill? Here we have someone who has no idea what it's like to be in a fight for your life. Looking at it from this viewpoint of his. We're treated to a steady stream of good guys purposely and casually wounding bad guys, usually in the shoulder, on the TV and in the movies. And then you get to see some beyond Olympic-level shooting, which always disarms and incapacitates the bad guy. And when the good guy is similarly wounded, they're barely inconvenienced, and they heal with amazing speed. Not only is this sort of shooting incredibly dangerous to good guys and innocent bystanders, it's almost always legally disastrous. In addition, any survivable gunshot wound may have lifelong health implications. Now, if you have ever gone to a class, a armed self-defense class, you know that you are supposed to shoot the attacker until the attacker stops attacking. It's a very simple thing. And you're trying to cause them to cease the hostile action. And let's just presume, for the sake of argument right now, that all of the legal burdens have been met. a good guy, whoever, good guy or girl, under the laws in force, when and where he has to shoot is legally in the right when he pulls the trigger. But how is he going to accomplish this purpose, which is stopping the bad guy? There's three primary means of stopping a human being. Number one, neural damage. Number two, breaking the skeleton. Number three, exsanguination. No other ways. Not shooting him in the shoulder, the leg, the knee, you know. Now, neural damage, which is trauma to the brain, usually causes immediate cessation of the hostile action. SWAT marksmen are looking at the brainstem when they're trying to sight in on somebody like that, when they're called in. They try to hit a hostage taker exactly where the brain and brainstem meet, at the base of the rear of the skull. This is the light switch, if you will. And even if they have their finger on the trigger of a gun, a good hit in that region, they will not be able to pull that trigger. The unfortunate problem is that this is a very small target. In fact, relatively speaking, the human head is also a small target, especially if it's moving. And I'm talking about a highly trained marksman making the shot with a scoped, highly accurate rifle, almost always with the benefit of a spotter with a supported position. Accurately shooting a handgun at the same target, even at close range, well, that's a lot more demanding. Ironically, or, you know, maybe not ironically, that's a bad word. Incidentally, maybe that's the word I should be using. Very, very rarely do the bad guys actually present the back of their skull to somebody that might shoot them. Yeah. And then they also very rarely stand still long enough for a perfect shot to be made. Marksmen commonly have to estimate where the tiny spot is while shooting from the front, side, above or below, or various angles of all of the above. Now, breaking the skeleton. While breaking a femur or the pelvis, for example, will cause most people to drop to the ground, they may very well still be capable of pulling a trigger. Even when you sever their spinal cord, they could still do that. And if so, what we have done is we've taken a mobile target and made it less mobile. But we haven't stopped them. Making this kind of shot with any degree of reliability from a handgun is exceedingly difficult, not only because such targets are small, but also because people move more or less constantly, and the precise location of a major load-bearing bone in a given person's leg may be difficult at best to determine. It's also particularly difficult because compared with rifle ammunition, most handgun ammunition lacks the power to break large bones. And then there's exsanguination, bleeding to death. Someone shot in an artery or even the heart may have up to 3 minutes of useful consciousness that they can use if they're truly determined to kill you, regardless of the damage they suffer in the attempt. Now, once sufficient blood is lost, the resulting drop in blood pressure will inevitably lead to unconsciousness. And, if the bleeding persists, then, you know, they will pass. But a combination of these three primary effects may be more effective and faster in stopping a hostile action. But these things are not only physical, but psychological. Many people, upon receiving even an easily survivable gunshot wound, immediately drop and cease hostile action due to the, oh my God, I've been shot response. Then there are others, and thankfully it's a relative few of them, who can absorb a ridiculous amount of hits, which might slow but not stop them as they can try to continue their deadly attack. And this is frequently assisted by drugs present in their system. And such people eventually succumb to one or more of those effects, but eventually is not helpful or comforting if they are still attacking you. So this is why everybody, not just the police, but everybody, aims for center mass, or the part of the torso at or around the sternum, with fire enough rounds to force the attacker to stop. This is a cumulative effect of blood vessel damage, neural shock, and psychological shock, which will have the greatest effect, and therefore more than one round may be necessary. And keep in mind that it's always a good idea, even if you cannot avoid or escape a potentially deadly force situation, to do your best to avoid pulling the trigger. Always remember that when the justification to shoot ends, the shooting ends immediately as well. So, shooting to wound, is, you know, you should never think about that, let alone try it. The law doesn't require it, and it will be highly likely to backfire for several significant reasons. Obtaining the desired stopping effect with a shot that inflicts only a non-mortal wound is highly unlikely and could conceivably enrage an attacker who will then press an attack he might have otherwise abandoned. Shooting somebody in the leg or even in the pelvis, you have the femoral artery running and winding around that from the knee up to your hip. That's not a really good idea because that could still exsanguinate him. Better, if somebody's coming at you and you're in a fight or flight situation, aim for center mass. Don't worry about what people like Wolf Blitzer have to say about, why can't you shoot the wound? You're shooting to stop. You're shooting to extricate yourself from a situation you weren't planning on being in. Simple. Very simple thing. Shoot the wound. I love it. It never gives up. It never stops, does it? Never, ever, ever, ever stops. Coming up next, we're going to go to Planet Rick. We're going to go talk to Rick Ector, as we do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.